This is actually our 40th anniversary here, so you're particularly welcome tonight. We're going to begin and sing a children's hymn, 686, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam to Shine for Him Each Day. These are our little sunbeams here, isn't that right? And it's good to sing that hymn. It reminds us of what our nursery department is in the school. Going to have a little word of prayer, just commit our way to the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we rejoice that we can come into the house of God. We can come to the very presence of the Lord. And we do so through the Lord Jesus Christ, thy dear Son and our beloved Savior. And we come with thanksgiving and praise upon our lips and in our hearts. And Lord, we rejoice that thou art here, even as we come to meet together, to meet with the Lord at the throne of grace. We know that the Lord is central to what is happening here tonight, and that's the way we want it. We pray that you'll bless the ministry of our school. We pray that you'll bless the children who come as they sit in class day by day. As they learn those things that are academic, we pray that they will also learn those things that are most important for their soul and for their spiritual well-being. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who came into the world, who came to be the Redeemer and Savior of men, who went all the way to the cross of Calvary and there laid down his life for our redemption, that we might be saved. And we pray that tonight will be a night of worship and praise as the children take part, especially help them. As we sing the hymns together as a congregation, help us to glorify the Lord. And as we just meditate for a little while in your word at the end of this service, bless your word to every heart and speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to get the announcements out of the way. We first of all welcome you to the regular attendees. This is our prayer meeting night. You're here because of Thursday night and because it's our prayer meeting. Welcome to you. But welcome to parents and friends of our children. And it's lovely to see the children coming here tonight looking so well, and their teachers as well. We look forward to a good time together as we hear from them later on. If you're listening in on Sermon Audio, Facebook, or YouTube, you're always welcome being part of the services here. Now, after this prayer service is over, there's going to be something to eat. I want to thank those who have brought the eatables, the puddings, and the desserts that will be served after the meeting tonight, and that will be done just here in the fellowship area. Do stay and enjoy a cup of tea or a cold drink in that beautiful weather. Maybe that's what you prefer, and something to eat with us tonight. I want to remind our young people that they have a special night bringing the youth fellowship really to an end at the lake in Kilray this coming Saturday night. It's at 5 o'clock. You're to be there 45 minutes beforehand, and then over to Port Rush to Yule and Arlene's for a barbecue, and that'll be around 7 o'clock. So young people, we look forward to that activity, and we trust that we will be blessed. Do you remember the Lord's Day? We meet here for prayer at 8 o'clock on the Lord's Day morning. The Sunday school, because we had Children's Day last Lord's Day, is finished now, so there's no Sunday school or Bible class until the new term. But we do meet for worship at 12, where we're going through the Gospel of Mark, and we come to a lesson on spiritual surgery this coming Sunday. In the evening, our gospel meeting is at 7 o'clock, preceded by the time of prayer. Refreshments will also be served. I want to mention, because we do have parents here tonight, we have children, Summer Youth Challenge is from the 7th to the 11th of August, and that is each evening at 7 o'clock through to 8 o'clock. The children can be dropped off from 6:30. Josh Moffat will be speaking to the juniors, and Greg Gibson, who's with us tonight, will speak to the seniors, and there'll be a parents' night the following Sunday evening. Before that, each day, it's the Hebron soccer camp. We are going round schools this week. I'll mention that just a moment or two. And in the school where we did the assembly, they reminded us that soccer is the American term. All right, so I think they prefer to use football, but it's our soccer camp, and it's for ages 5 through to 15, and you can get signed up with that. There's little cards you can get as you leave tonight. And David Johnson will be here as a guest coach, and this will be at the Joey Dunlop 3G pitch from 3 o'clock. I've told parents what you get really is free babysitting all day from 3 o'clock to 8:30, because they come down to the church in between times and something is provided for them. We were able to visit 18 schools in the area this week, giving out invitations for our special Summer Youth Challenge. These leaflets were given out to all the schools in the area. So just remember, I'm not mentioning them tonight, but this is something that's very much in our hearts as we reach out to the children of today. Sunday school camp is at the end of August, from the 25th to the 27th. And you'll notice, if you're not normally with us, you'll notice that our announcements have little red pieces. That's in the Russian language, because we have Ukrainians that worship with us. Some come tonight on the Thursday night, and the others are with us on the Lord's Day. We continue to pray for the land of Ukraine and all that's happening there. We had a little appeal, some of you know about it, for shoes. If children are finished with their shoes now at the end of the term and they're still in good condition, depending on who it was in our family, some of the shoes were in good condition, some were not. But if they're in good condition, we are going to send them out to children who often have no shoes at all. And do remember that. If you have them, bring them in to us before the end of June. We sent a pallet that left today, so this was packed up with clothes and various items, heading out to Romania to help the poor. The Karskadon family arrived safely. We've been mentioning this to our church. They've gone out as missionaries now to Uganda, and they've joined Noreen McAfee, who is from our church here. There's a Christian school there of 500 children, and this was the first Sunday last Lord's Day, preaching the word to the congregation that gathered. David McCauley, he went with a group today, and this is the group in Dublin Airport. They're going out to Uganda to do a vocational Bible school with the children of the school. I want to mention also that we have also taken a decision to fund the OVC. This is the poorest of families connected to the school. And what happens is that they are given crops to sow, vegetables to sow, and they're able to use them themselves. And whatever's over, they can sell them, and that little bit of money helps the family. So we're helping with 10 of the poorest families in that area. We had a great day last Lord's Day. It was Children's Day. The children of the Sunday school gathered out, and we had a wonderful time with our, that was the Ukrainian children singing, and our own choir, our own children taking part. Always thankful to those that are up there in the media room doing the broadcast for us. We thank Christina for coming to speak in the morning. I spoke at night, and Wesley distributed the prizes, so we're very thankful for that. And a wee time of fellowship, that's what you'll enjoy here tonight, only as puddings and desserts. We had a great day yesterday. What took place yesterday? You don't remember. I'm asking the children, what happened yesterday? Shout it out. Sports day. You recognize any people here? In the sack race. Some of them really had a skill doing this and a skill doing this. Quite a few of them actually fell, but others had a great skill and did well. And this wee man coming with the egg and spoon to the finish line. Well done, Daniel. And the ice cream man turned up, and the children enjoyed an ice cream as well. And then they got their medals and so forth and their certificates at the end. Just as I come almost to the end tonight with some prayer requests, we think of the Romanian Vocational Bible School. That's the 20th to the 29th of July. There's 22 going out initially, another 5 coming out for the last 4 days. Summer Youth Challenge, we've mentioned that. Vision for Kids are going to Kenya, 13th to the 24th of August. Sunday School Camp at the end of August, and others are going on various mission trips this year. We are praying for a young man in the Royal Victoria called James. He's 18. He had a very serious car accident last weekend, and he's in a critical condition. The family want to thank you for praying for him, but James is still very, very critical. Please remember him in prayer. And another young man that we're praying for, 27-year-old Adam. Many of you know Bo's car wash. This is Bo and Angela's son, and he took a cardiac arrest this week and was very ill, but he is improving. Tonight's offering, as you leave tonight, will go to the school, so remember that, please. Now we're going to hear from the children, and we sung Sunbeams, and now we're going to have Sunbeams, and the pupils from our nursery department are going to sing now a medley of choruses. So come on up, it's your time. Your mum and dad are looking forward to hearing from you, your grandparents too.
Thank you.
Thank you to Sunbeams. Thank you to the children. They've all got their own little personalities, haven't they? Some of them, I think, got Skittles before they came tonight. But what do you do when your child discovers there's a broadcast behind you, or you can see yourself on screen, or there's a microphone in front of you, or there's cups here of some interest? But they did so well. Thank you to the children of Sunbeams. The school choir is going to sing now two pieces. Thank you. What can I say about the children of our primary school? They did excellently, and that was really lovely, beautiful, the way their voices all blended together. I think our children are super singers, so thank you, children, for doing so well. We have musical items now, the upper primary recorders, piano recitals by two P7 pupils, Olivia Hannah and Anna McNeely.
The musical ability of our children is the same as their singing ability. Well done to those who played the musical instruments. The school choir is going to sing again their final two pieces.
A song about the blood of Jesus that's been sung worldwide through the world. There's another one. There's another one. Okay. I thought there were two there, but it was a little harmony. That's okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't that beautiful? I'm sure you were glad there's another one. All right. I have to remember that on Sunday morning whenever I finish preaching. There's another one, you know, so give another sermon. I'm sure you'll be delighted. Children, thank you. Thank you for coming this evening, and thank you for participating. Thank you to the teachers that put them through all those pieces, both in the Sunbeams and also in the primary school. We come to the presentation of trophies, and we're going to just hand over now to Mrs. Boyd. You can use the microphone here.
Okay, can I just say well done? That was really, really good. Can we give them another clap? I didn't get clapping yet. And to our Sunbeams as well, that was brilliant. That was fantastic. Hope you enjoyed it. And can I just add to Mr. Park's words of welcome? Thank you all for coming. It's lovely to see all of our parents and families of our school and our preschool and the folks from the church here in Hebron. And thank you all for your support. We know there are those here who pray for us, and your prayerful support is really, really an encouragement to us, and your practical support as well. We want to acknowledge that tonight and thank you in the Saviour's name. Yesterday we had our sports day. We had some certificates, we had some medals given out, but we kept the trophies to tonight, and we're just going to call your name out. We don't have trophies for everybody, and I'm sorry, because sometimes you wish you had a trophy for everybody, but it's hard sometimes to pick who is going to get these trophies, because sometimes there are lots of names can go in the mix. But we have decided, and I'll call out the names, and Mr. Park is going to present you with your trophies. All right. So, the first cup we have is the Margaret Carey Cup for Outstanding Work in Craft. All right, and we have lots of boys and girls who are very artsy, very crafty. Maybe it doesn't sound right, they're very good at craft. And even there at Ballymoney Show, we had lots of winners who won for their... Who won for their work in their art and in their craft as well. So we have lots of names again that we could have picked for this one. But we have decided actually that it's going to be a joint cup this year. So someone will get it for half a year and someone will get it for half a year. And the two winners are Olivia Hanna and Anna McNeely. So well done to you. Don't fight over it now. Well done. And then we have the Mary Jane Greer Memorial Cup. And this cup is awarded to the pupil in primary school who achieves the best overall exam results. So we have our exams in the winter time and in the summer time. And this year, there were four really, really close. And we had to get it right down to every wee percentage in both exams. And two ended up exactly the same. So again, we have a shared cup this year. And the two that are sharing that cup are Lexi McGookin and Ren Boyd. So well done. Well done. Then we have the Endeavour Shield. And as its name suggests, this shield goes to a pupil who always endeavours to do their best, always puts 100% into everything they do. And maybe it's not always the easiest for that particular pupil or for whatever reason, but they have always done their best. And this year, there wasn't really any discussion. There was a definite for this cup this year, and that's Grace McCandless. Well done, Grace. Well done. Then we have the Miss Jean Atkinson Memorial Cup. And this cup is for good conduct and behaviour. And when I say it's hard to decide who to give this to, it's not because nobody behaves. It's because, yet again, there are so many. And we even as late as break time today, we were still trying to decide who would win this cup. But it's not even getting shared. It's going to one person. And Ruby Borland, well done to you. You're getting the cup. Congratulations. Now, this one has to get shared because this is our team cup. And every year in school, our children are divided into two teams. There's Team Calvin and there's Team Knox. And all through the year, we have quizzes, we have best pupils, star of the week, and that gets you points for your team. Sports Day also comes into it. Before Sports Day, the points were really, really close, 15 of a difference. After we added on Sports Day, there's 5 points of a difference in the whole year. And the cup goes too. So when I announce the name, the captain can come up. I'll have to tell you who the captain is. And the whole team can come up, but the captain will get the cup, all right? But the team that wins this year is Knox. So Olivia, you are designated team captain. You bring your team up. All of Knox, come up and get your cup. Well done to you. Rush away, you can take that with you for now. Don't rush away at the end so we can get a wee picture. And there's a prize for all those folks in Knox. You'll get it in school tomorrow. All right, that's awaiting you tomorrow. So, again, just thank you again for your support and for coming along tonight. And just before I sit down, just a few wee people I really want to thank tonight. We have our staff in school, we have our teachers in school, but I want to just mention tonight all of our volunteers in school. The place couldn't operate without you all, and you know who you are. There are those who help in preschool. I know Julie couldn't manage without you, helping her out with all those wee ones. And the love and the care that you have for those wee ones, we thank you so much to all our helpers in preschool. To our bus drivers, we don't take it for granted that we can just head out, jump on a bus and head off. We thank you to our bus drivers who help us out so faithfully. To our wonderful cleaner, who is a real godsend this year. I'm not sure if she's here tonight, but you can pass on our appreciation to her. And there are so many others, people who just turn up to help, text you, say, is there anything I can do for such and such? People who turn up at events like Sports Day and tonight and who'll just muck in. We're a team. And along with you, your parents, we as a staff just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all that you do for us. Thank you in the Saviour's name.
We're going to sing another children's hymn, 695. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Stand and sing.
Thank you.
Children, I'm going to ask you to move across. Come over into these front rows where I can see you better. I'm not going to speak very long tonight. Time's pressing on, and I'm very conscious of the little ones that are here. I'm going to read a few verses from the Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And I was thinking about praising God for his great benefits. Tonight is a praise service, all right? And we are rejoicing tonight. And it makes it extra special because it's 40 years since our school started. It's the 40th anniversary. There's many things to thank the Lord for. Children, as you think, I'm going to address you for a wee moment and then we'll speak to the adults. But as you think of the school, and you've been in school, some of you, for quite a few years, what do you think we should thank the Lord for? What should we praise him for tonight? Have you any suggestions? You think of the school, all that happens day by day, week by week, all year round. What should we thank the Lord for? What should we praise him for tonight? This is a praise service. Any thoughts? Right in the middle. Our teachers. That was one of the things that I was thinking about tonight. And we thank Mrs. Boyd. We thank our teaching staff from the little ones, the nursery, right through to primary seven for all that they do year in, year out. The teachers. What else? Our Bible readings. Yeah. And they learn the scriptures, and that's a good thing. You hide God's word in your heart in your youth. You'll never forget it. It's the promise of God. What else should we praise the Lord for, Ruby? Being able to come to the school. It's a lovely little school here. And yes, you should thank God for the school that's here. Anything else? Mommy and Daddy, I think we should thank the parents because the parents send you out so faithfully to the nursery and to the school. And I was thinking about that as well today. Anything else? What would you just give one more maybe to you? Well, I think we should thank God for our friends and our supporters. People that have this school at heart, and they help to keep it afloat year by year, because we don't get anything from the government, so we thank them. And I think most of all, we should thank the Lord. We should thank the Lord for starting the school 40 years ago and preserving the witness over the years. And as I was thinking about tonight, I was thinking about this psalm. Children, who likes to get up early in the morning? I'm sure your parents are absolutely delighted when you do that. Who likes to get up really early in the morning? Is there anybody, or do you lie on? Jemima, do you get up early? What time do you get up? Do you know? Do you get up before the sun? Sometimes, maybe in the winter time. What time do you get up in the morning that you count early? Well, I like to get up early, and I was lying in bed this morning thinking about this prayer service tonight, and I was thinking, what could I say to the children, what could I say to the adults and to the teachers? And going over in my mind at about 5 o'clock this morning was this psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's really a wonderful psalm, and I just couldn't get it out of my mind. You see, that word bless, when it's used of us blessing God, it has the thought of praise and honor and to glory in. Because you could say tonight, let's praise the Lord, let's glory in the Lord, let's honor the Lord for all his benefits towards us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We've not only got a body, but we have a soul. That soul that is within us. That's what sometimes we call the real person right in here. Every person in this world, with all its billions of population, they have a soul, a precious, immortal soul that will live on forever. And so worship and praising God has more to do with not so much our bodies and our voices and all that we do externally, but it has to do with right in here, with our heart, with our soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. All right, what do you think that means? All that is within me. If we could think of sports day yesterday, and some of you were cheering each other on, weren't you, in the races, and you were doing with all your might and all that was within you, or you see some people at a sporting activity and they're cheering on their football team or they're cheering on some other sport and they're using all their energy and everything that is within them. And in a higher sense, in a greater sense, that's the way we are to praise God. And we want to do that as we think of all his mercies towards us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. So easy to forget. So easy to forget the good things. We want to try and forget the bad things, but it's so easy to forget the good things. The good things that God has done. The benefits, that's what the psalmist calls it here. And David is the one that wrote these psalms. You know about the psalms, don't you? You know how many chapters are in the psalms. Sometimes we talk about this in assembly. How many chapters are in the psalms? Put your hand up. 150. What's the longest psalm? Psalm 119. Well, this is Psalm 103, and David wrote most of them. And this is one that he wrote, and we know that from the title of the psalm, because it says there, a psalm of David. And David wants us, or David himself is actually blessing God for his benefits, and he mentions five. And I'm just going to leave these five with you tonight. And I'll maybe deal with the first, second, and third one and mention the other two very, very quickly. But I'm not going to take much time. The first thing that he wants to bless the Lord for is this. What is this word? Can you see it there? Forgiveness. Do you see what it says in God's word? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? There's nothing more precious. There's nothing more glorious. There's nothing better that can happen to you or me in this life than to know this, to know forgiveness. Forgiveness of our sins. Our sins, the Bible tells us, deserve punishment. Our sins demand the judgment of God. And we know from God's word that sin separates us from God, separates us in this life and will one day separate us in the life to come forever and ever and ever. And our sin will take us down into the darkness of a lost eternity. But there is forgiveness with the Lord. And we need to obtain that forgiveness. And David had. And we receive this forgiveness through faith and repentance whenever we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we repent of our sin. The Bible tells us that our sins are forgiven. There's no greater benefit than this. It stands right there at the top of the list. Do you see that? It's the very first thing that David mentions. And I think that that's significant, that this is the first thing that David has in mind. It's more important than anything else, more important than the physical. He goes on to, and we'll see this in a moment, to speak about healing. So ever keep this in mind. And the great question is, have we repented? Have we believed? Have we received forgiveness of sins? Nothing more important. I'm sure you've been listening to the news and you've listened to a very tragic story this week
There was a submersible vessel that went down into the ocean. Children, have you been following on the news? Yes, some of you have. I know that, and I'm sure the others are listening to it on the news. And there were five people inside, and it's looking like it that they'll not be rescued now because they've run out of oxygen. It's a real tragedy. And many, many years ago, there was another tragedy that took place at sea. And there was a lovely family, the Spaffords, and Mrs. Spafford and her four little girls got onto a ship. And they left the United States of America to sail to Europe. They were coming to visit relatives here. And they struck another ship, and the ship began to sink. And there were many, many lives lost. Mrs. Spafford was able to spend the last minutes with her girls. She was able to pray with them. But you know, she was the only one that was rescued out of that family. And whenever she arrived in Europe, she sent a little message back to her husband. Just two words. Saved alone. I'm the only one. Four little girls perished at sea. Mr. Spafford was heartbroken. You can imagine the tragedy that came to that family. But you know, he accepted that in it all there was a plan from God, and I don't understand it. I'm sure he thought that way, but God's ways are perfect. And he wrote a beautiful hymn. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. The center verse of that hymn is a beautiful verse, and it speaks about forgiveness. My sin, oh, the bliss or the joy of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And Mr. and Mrs. Spafford, they knew the Lord as their Savior. They knew sins forgiven. And this is something, if you know your sins forgiven tonight, you want to bless the Lord. You want to praise him, just like David is doing here. The second thing that he praises the Lord for, blesses the Lord for, is healing. And there is healing, both for our bodies and for our souls. And we certainly know from forgiveness that we need our souls to be healed from our sin. But you know, the Lord is able to heal us from our diseases as well. It's a very complicated subject, and I know that tonight, and I think every Christian understands that, because sometimes it's not God's will for us to be healed of our bodily sickness. We read about those in the Bible, and they were not healed of their sickness. I think of Lazarus. Read about Lazarus in John chapter 11. And Lazarus fell sick, and his sickness took his life. He actually died. So at that moment, I know it was for the glory of God, and Lazarus would be raised again to life again. But at that moment, it wasn't God's will to heal Lazarus. He was going to die of his sickness. And then there was another man, the great apostle Paul. You've heard of him. He had what he described a thorn in the flesh. You ever get a thorn in the flesh? You ever get something like a splinter in your finger, your thumb, and it's really sore? And that's what he described, a problem that he had. It wasn't a literal thorn in his flesh. It might have been his eyesight. He might have been almost blind. And it wasn't God's will to heal the great apostle Paul. But God says, my grace will be sufficient for you, and my strength will be made perfect in weakness. But there were others in the Bible, and they were sick, and the Lord did step in, and the Lord did heal them, like King Hezekiah. He had a sickness unto death. The prophet was sent to him to say, Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, you're going to die. And Hezekiah, lying on his bed of sickness, he turned his head to the wall, he began to pray, and he began to cry, Lord, heal me. And God did heal him, and gave him another 15 years in his life. We know in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul had a very dear friend called Epaphroditus. Anybody called Epaphroditus here? No. Not too many people called that. But this man was called Epaphroditus, and he was sick. And the Bible tells us it was a sickness unto death. He was going to die as well. But the Lord stepped into his life and healed him. And so there are examples in the Bible where God did step in. When you think of the miracles of Christ. When the Lord heals us, and sometimes he heals us in a natural way through the doctors and through medicine, and other times he heals us in a miraculous way when he steps in and the great physician heals us. We want to bless him. We want to praise him. And then let me mention the third thing is preservation. And the Bible says here, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? And many of us know the powerful blessing of God to save us from destruction. Many calamities that have come to our lives, and maybe we didn't even know about it. And the Lord stepped in, and he saved us from that destruction. Accidents that happen. Only eternity, when we get to heaven, will reveal how many times God stepped into our lives and he saved us from destruction. And those times that we know about it, we want to bless his name, don't we? I'm going to finish there, but the others are his loving kindness and his tender mercies, and I think we can say satisfaction as well, because God brings satisfaction to us. This satisfaction is so wonderful that we read here in verse 5 that our youth is renewed like the eagles. All right? Some of your mummies and daddies are here tonight, and your grandparents, and they're a wee bit older. And when you get older, sometimes you feel weakness and you're not able to do the same that you used to be able to do. Maybe not able to run on sports day or do the sack race or those kind of things. But you know, even in older life, sometimes the Lord renews our strength and gives us greater vigor to go on with him and to serve him and to love him. Do you know that eagles live long? Did you know that? And sometimes when an eagle reaches nearly 100 years, imagine that, living that long. Its feathers fall out, and he's given new feathers, and his youth is renewed like the eagles. Some of these older people tonight want their feathers to fall out, and they want to get new feathers so that they can fly again. But the Lord gives us strength, and we want to thank him for that tonight. So as we come to this praise service, as we thank God for 40 years, we want to just say in our hearts, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not these benefits that we've mentioned. And if you don't know the first one, because that's the most important, I pray that you will come to know forgiveness. It is the most important thing, and we can have that through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're going to sing Horatius Spafford's hymn 351, "When Peace Like a River Attendeth My Way," and this will finish our little time together this evening, and you'll get something to eat then. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." And we'll sing the first three verses only in closing. The children have done very well. Thank you. No problem.
word sink into our hearts. The verse that I quoted, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. And we're going to ask the secretary of our school, Phil, to come and give thanks for the puddings and the desserts after we sing this. We'll get the note and let's sing it unaccompanied.
Boys and girls were absolutely superb this evening. Do you know, they say that the best years of your life are when you go to school. I couldn't understand that when I was at school. I thought they were the worst years of my life, but they are the best years of your life. And so you've done very, very well this evening. We're just going to give thanks now as we bring the meeting to a close. And thanks for the food and for the fellowship. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank thee for the word that thou hast brought before us this evening. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We thank thee, Lord, for the great benefits that you have given us. Thank thee for the benefit of this school which thou hast sustained for these past 40 years. Think of all of the teaching staff who have been with us for over that long period and for the pupils that have come through the school. We pray, Heavenly Father, that early in life, even the boys and girls who are with us this evening might come to a saving knowledge and into a personal relationship with thee. We do thank thee for the good things which thou hast provided. We pray that thou wilt bless them to our bodily use and hallow our fellowship together. And then take us to our homes in safety, we pray. Thank thee for the Lord Jesus, who loved us and gave himself for us. We pray, Lord, that it might please thee to save the souls of our boys and of our girls, we pray. For we ask these things in the Saviour's name. Amen.